Pilates class?
I guess if I have to think this hard, the answer has to be no. Mm. But I've taken like assorted gym classes that are like Pilates-esque.
Yeah.
But wait, actually, Pilates Pilates is the one where you they have like a table. They have a contraption for kind you. Of,
yeah, it's like a school. It's like a wooden rectangle that you lie on and do things on, I guess is how I would describe it.
Right.
But aren't all fitness equipment like rectangular things that you do things on? Like a treadmill is.
I guess, but the wooden, it's like wooden and it has like feet wooden spaces and stuff.
Yeah, and like a overhead rig
situation. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
I've only done it once, though, and it was like an introductory class that was only like probably like 25 minutes long or something. And I was just like, well, I didn't really break a sweat on this one. But like they were prepping you for what?
Like an intro.
Yeah. Like what Pilates actually would be.
Yeah.
And then it's just, it's a lot of money. It's definitely
so much money.
A barrier of entry there.
Well, I find many fitness, that's actually something that I feel like movement and moving your body is 100% accessible to everybody, because literally all it comes down to is moving the body that you have, right? Like you can dance outside, you can do whatever. But then I find all these fitness classes are all super expensive, where on one side it makes sense because like the people have to make a living doing XYZ, but I guess like our culture just makes us feel like everything is worth less than it is, which is interesting because we think that services should be worth less than the physical cheap objects that we're getting that are made in like cheap factories.
Right.
This is not why I brought this up, but now I'm going off into a tangent.
I'm so sorry you know to have brought you there. But yeah, no, I mean, it's real. Totally. For sure.
I've gone through phases where I'm like, I really want to get a massage, for example. That's a service, right?
Yeah.
And then it's really expensive. And I'm like, it's not worth that for an hour of my time. Yet I will pay way more than that for an object that,
right,
you know,
yeah,
like I find our society values things,
material objects versus experiences,
right,
and
right,
whatnot. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Thoughts, concerns,
feelings, thoughts, concerns on this topic.
Yeah,
no, I mean, like I said, it's crazy and it's a reality, but like there's literally barriers of entry to the movement, to moving your body. I mean, and like to get like the highest quality access, like Equinox gym equipment and like the services they provide and whatnot. Yeah. And just to like name one example, but like Pilates as a whole is definitely a very also like white, I don't know, I was gonna say gentrified, like
for sure.
Activity.
I don't know the origins of like what is the story behind Pilates. I'm not entirely sure how it became a thing.
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
That would be very interesting to look into. But I kind of brought this up, like why I asked you is because I feel like I've always wanted to do it. But now that we bring this up, like it's super expensive. I've never
done it. You haven't. Yeah.
It looks fun because you see the contraptions and people are like so precisely aligned with their muscles.
Yeah.
And I just keep thinking about the things that I would like to one day do once we can do them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be fun to take a class one time.
Yeah.
I haven't really given it much thought other than right here, right now. But
no, definitely taste testing all the different styles of exercise is super fun.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, that was many, many years back now. I feel like a couple years at least that I did that. I was like, let me just try out this one class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic of experiences versus physical things, Christmas is coming up.
That it is.
How do you think that most people perceive experience gifts as a lesser, I don't want to say quality, but like a lesser, say somebody's love language is receiving gifts.
No,
do you think they perceive typically, if anybody listening happens to be one of those people, although I feel like, whomever is listening to this is probably a slightly biased audience,
right?
But do you think that people who, let's look at the group whose love language is receiving gifts specifically, because I think anybody else might perceive gifts,
I was gonna say, so hard,
certain like different,
everyone receives gifts differently,
totally
values it differently, but people whose love language is receiving gifts, wow, great question. I feel like I feel like that also like boils down to the individual within that group, because I could totally see someone getting an experience for Christmas and then being like, this is the kindest thing. Like, thank you so much for giving this to me. I will cherish this activity like as it's happening. Like, it's like so much in one. Like, it's something for a person to look forward to, and then something for a person to like do in the moment, and then also to like reflect back on and be like, that was something that like built up pretty much like, you know, a part of who they are because they experienced this activity potentially. Yeah.
I wonder what the percentage of, this is like a completely different thought that I just had, but I wonder what the percentage of experience gifts that are given on holidays that aren't used for like years. Like, for example, back to the massage thing. Okay. I love massages very much. I've not had the luxury of having many of them in my life, but I do love them very much. And so for my birthday this year, that is what my boyfriend gave me.
Lovely.
But I haven't used it yet because we're in a pandemic.
Tricky.
But either way, you know, people get busy and they don't use them for a while. I wonder what the average, this is really just an infinite question because we don't have the answer to this. Maybe I can look it up as I'm editing and put it on the screen.
I can just make some stuff up for you. So hit me with it.
Well, I wonder how long it takes most people to activate
their experience.
Yeah. Mm. On average. I feel it's got to be like a year at least.
It's hard because like that's an open-ended one. Like also like I used to get gift certificates like nail salons back in the day. Some nice mani-pedi action for the birthday. So like, I couldn't tell you because I definitely did hold on to those for a pretty long time, or until like I felt like it.
Yeah. I guess it's the same thing with gift cards too, right?
I used to, one of my favorite presents to gift is concerts. So that like, you know, has a pretty obvious deadline to it.
Right. No, definitely. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, there's different types.
Experiences could definitely be like singular events that like, you know, you have to make
different
not.
Types of experience gifts, I suppose.
Yeah,
that's true.
Definitely.
Well, what are your favorite types of experience gifts to give? Like just general.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is great. And it definitely gets me thinking that I should like give more experience gifts. I think I'm poor, so that's usually my problem with that right now. But in the future, like as I raise my wealth, I will spread it amongst my humans.
Money was no object. Object. Target. I love it. We're going to Target like Target. Either way.
So mom. Such a mom thing.
Yeah.
What are my favorite experience gifts? I mean, you definitely hit some good ones, like massages. Absolutely. I would tie together like acupuncture.
Ooh.
I would love if someone gifted me acupuncture sessions. That sounds great.
Done that. Mm-hmm. See, these are these things. This is another example of like I've always wanted to do. I never got into yoga because I perceived it to be expensive. Luckily, now there's lots of like accessible free YouTube videos and things like that. But back in the day, that wasn't a thing.
Yeah, no.
So I feel like I still have this perception of it's expensive. So I've avoided going to classes. I've avoided doing
a lot of
the
yoga studios still are.
Right.
Like for regular memberships.
I feel like I shouldn't perceive it to be that way because it's like I could spend my money on that instead of. You know, it's just it's a matter of reevaluating your budget.
Your perspective of money, pretty much. Yeah, for sure. And even like a lot of, not a lot, but like there are places that also have like sliding scale, like fees and whatnot. So as if it's like health related,
right.
As acupuncture could be
right.
qualified for.
Or even like with yoga studios, for example, I don't know if there are other, depending on what you have access to, but studios that have like pay as you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
have you done acupuncture before?
I have not, but I've definitely like extensively looked into it, and Harley has before and has told me all sorts of stuff about it. Very intriguing. I would definitely be very into it. And actually, I just heard back from my neurologist. I get like chronic migraines and whatnot, and I needed to transfer from East Coast to West Coast just so I can like get my prescription, whatever, what is it called,
like a checkup,
refill. I don't know, whatever, like refill my prescription, whatever. Yeah, but also like a checkup. And I haven't gone in like years because the last time that I went, like, I don't get migraines. This is so unimportant.
No, keep going.
Pretty much, long story short, I'm about to go to a neurologist and I'm considering like if acupuncture could be like incorporated into a remedy of
super
sorts.
Cool. Yeah.
But luckily I pretty much like have that mostly under control at this point, so it's not like pressing to my life. But seems, it definitely intrigues me and is definitely something I will do at some point in my life. It's just a matter of when.
So other favorite experience gifts. I think going to one of those fitness classes that somebody wouldn't pay for themselves, you know, like that is a good example too. I feel like we keep bringing up money, but that's definitely a, I think that's a key thing in getting gifts for people.
I was about
like
to
the
say,
things that you wouldn't,
the things you wouldn't spend on yourself necessarily, or like, you know, like go out of your way to. But so, like I was saying, definitely concerts, music is always a fun one.
Even if it's in 2022.
Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly that's not a gift happening this year. But that's okay. It's still, life will go on and concerts will exist again someday. Gosh, what else? What other experience gifts? Now you really got me thinking and it's fun. I'm not really sure though.
What if it could be like a house cleaning? For some people, it's just a lot, you know, like they would, I would never.
I thought you meant that like I would clean the house. And I'm
I mean, sure.
I guess that
could
be.
A nice.
Depends on the moment.
I always liked doing the, for my parents, when I was younger, I definitely did this several times where I would make a little wooden box or something with like coupons in it. And then they could use the coupons.
Love that.
I remember very specifically one year that I did that. I went to the dollar store and I bought a little wooden box and I took out white, green, and red paint and
love
I
it.
Painted it for my dad. Nice. And instead of writing Christmas on the top, I wrote Christymas. And I really was hoping it was going to catch on and that my family was going to start calling it Christymas and that it was going to be all about me.
Oh, girl. That's so.
It didn't happen. It really did not catch on. Like, not even for a second. You know, the box was received and I feel like people saw it.
I feel like it's, that's that first child energy for sure.
100%. 100%. Nobody even batted an eye. Nobody
like,
laughed at it.
Great.
And I was just there like, do you see the dedication and time I put into this box? Do you see how terrible my painting skills are? But I am proud of it.
This is important.
But I'm pretty sure my dad still has it
somewhere. Of course he does.
I feel like I've seen it.
I made like a clay box in high school ceramics and my mom still uses it for her jewelry.
Nice.
It's like lopsided, like completely is not even a cube.
Did you just say you did that in school?
In high school,
you had like a ceramics class.
That's so cool. High school. Yeah,
I feel like I think the high school that I started high school at definitely did not have that.
What about your second one?
I think they did, but I think
you
I was
too late.
Too
you
old.
Missed, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, rats.
Other experience gifts. Ski days is a big one in our group.
Ski passes.
That's just making dinner, volunteering to make them dinner sometime post pandemic.
Right. I mean, ideally, it would even be like, you know, as far as like traveling and whatnot, like, you know, like let's go on this trip. But like, that's really if you're a baller.
I feel like now that we're in COVID, there's a lot of like, instead of going back to the cooking night thing, you could do virtual cooking nights and virtual cooking lessons, like Airbnb experiences.
Ooh,
is a big one.
I was just about to say, or like cooking experiences, like where you learn how to cook at a place.
Yeah.
Or pottery.
I really didn't even mean to get into the Christmas discussion.
Rolling deep on it, but this is fun. I'm having a great time.
Yeah. Have you bought any Christmas presents yet?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, to be fair, not gonna lie, don't think much is gonna be happening this Christmas.
My family, for years now, has not really bought each other Christmas presents, and I don't have any other explanation for it other than that.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, when I go home and like I'm with my family, like, well, the way that we do it is like my parents will get all of us one present pretty much at this point. And we'll all get them a present or like a couple presents, whatnot. And yeah, that's pretty much
like
that.
Collectively, and then, do you chime in with your siblings and you all mm-hmm. collectively pool your money to buy something for your parents?
It depends. Like sometimes like I'll just like get a cookbook and then like a couple of them will like pull yeah. in, you know,
yeah.
there is five of us. So there's enough to go around.
Yeah. Right.
And then between the siblings, all of my siblings have significant others as well. And so we incorporate them in the gift giving exchange and we just do a secret Santa between all right. of the children and their significant others. And so then that's just one gift to yeah. have to buy for that and keep it simple and just really just keep it about yeah. being with each other is really the main deal of what Christmas is. So this year, no surprise, not many presents are being bought. Right.
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah. Totally.
If while we're on this topic, I hope my parents aren't listening. I
Mom, highly, close your ears.
Highly doubt it. Mom, skip forward 30 seconds just in case, but I very highly doubt it.
Right.
My sister and I are going to get my parents just nice wine this year, like have it delivered from a local winery.
Yeah.
So that way it's consumable. Consumable gifts are also a great sustainable option.
Love that just reminds me, I talked to my mom on the phone today and she knows that you're moving and she goes, oh, so what are you guys gonna do about like what about the blog?
I mean,
I was like, well, we're gonna keep podcasting.
One could argue that this is a spoken
visual blog.
Maybe as far as to say like an audiobook.
Ooh.
No.
Not really. We're not storytelling.
I did get some audiobooks this week.
Fun.
Which I'm excited about. Yeah. Have some driving in my future right, on this move. Right, yeah. So picked up a couple. I got Braiding Sweetgrass, which I'm super excited about. I almost want to have that. I haven't read or listened to it yet, but I think I would like a hard copy of that, but I did get it on audiobook. So we'll see how I feel about that.
Yeah,
but I'm really excited about it because I think it has to do with like indigenous wellness or not wellness, sorry, but like sustainability and whatnot. And cool. I've heard that it's a really good one.
Yeah.
I also very randomly got Matthew McConaughey's new autobiography.
What do you mean new?
It just came out.
Multiple? Oh, just like
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
If he has others, did just come out.
What's it about?
The reviews seemed to say that his life story is like really interesting, okay. and he seems like an interesting cat. So
he does seem like an interesting cat.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to listen to those in my ear holes. Yeah. So
and he reads it. Cool.
The sample was by him, so I'm assuming.
Yeah. I would. That would be pretty lame if it isn't.
Yeah.
They sampled his voice and then you buy it and it's like not him at all.
You've been duped.
You're like, okay.
Do you remember Ashton Kutcher's Pranked?
Punked?
Punked. Sorry. Yeah, that's the one.
Do you remember?
Apparently not. You know, I don't think I saw that many episodes of it though, now that I say that.
I definitely watched a fair share.
Yeah.
I mean, not all of them, but yeah.
I also had a younger sister stupid. When it was on. I was like really young. So
that
maybe
was a thing. That brings me back.
No,
like,
that was a whole thing
during the early 2000s.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Like Kodak Camera?
Wait, what's Kodak Camera?
Or was it like Smile, You're on Camera or whatever? I don't know. I can't think of it.
Like you're on Punked? You've been punked?
Well, no. I mean, that was like, you've been punked. That's right. What Ashton, like he would run out and do that. But then there was another one. I can't think of the guy's name with the curly hair. And I think that
somebody will know.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe I'm making somebody this up comment. And it was just in my brain. Yeah. And
there was also, there was like a rap battle one at the same time. Also Pimp My Ride.
Yo Mama.
Yeah.
Oh, you're hitting all the MTV ones. Like, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yo Mama, Pimp My Ride.
Wow. A time for our
oh, God.
Generation.
Yo Mama.
That show. That show.
Here's another question that I'll ask that there's no way we'll ever know the answer to unless we research. How, I guess we do have our phones accessible. We can't be Googling these. How many of the cars from Pit My Ride do you think were sold like directly after the show and they ended up making more money and then just buying themselves a car that didn't have flames painted on the side of it?
Or like literally a hot tub for your back seat. You're like, okay, sick, so I can never drive my friends ever again. I'll just be driving alone for the rest of my time. But don't worry, I have a hot tub in my back seat.
Can't just chuck my backpack in the back. Yeah. Or like the crazy surround sound system that they put in. Like their whole trunk was just like subwoofers.
Insane.
Somebody bought my mom had this little tiny Honda Civic when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Two-door. Mm-hmm. Silver. Like 1990, probably older than, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the year. Honda Civic that we sold to my babysitter's husband's brother. And he was like the younger brother. So, you know, I'm assuming my babysitter was probably like around our age at the time, you know?
Like,
and so the younger brother was probably like 18 or 19, 20-ish.
Freshly needing a car.
He fully pimped this thing out. And I remember he made the interior like teal and he did put the entire trunk was subwoofers, and he had to take the seats out while he was doing all of this. And I just remember my babysitter saying that he found all of our hair ties and clips like buried in between the seats.
I mean, you were a child.
Yeah. This is another random question. I don't know too much about sustainable vehicles, like electric vehicles, as much as I should. I just have never purchased a car.
Right.
So I don't know much about them.
Okay.
But I recently fell down a rabbit hole because we have been doing vehicle things for this move. So I fell down a rabbit hole of like discovering that there's a brand new, I want to say it's like the first electric truck to come out. And guess who it's by?
Tesla?
Hummer. Oh. Well, I guess there is the Tesla crazy Cybertruck thing.
I was going to say, yeah.
Hummer has like this crazy electric truck that even like it crab walks, like the wheels turn and you can like go diagonally across things if you're going off-roading and whatnot. And it's really interesting. There's a lot of interesting details that they put into it where, you know, they're trying to appeal to like the manly man, right?
And is it like electric pickup truck?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think, you know, again, I know nothing about cars, but I think that it's really cool that, so obviously when you're talking about pickup trucks, you're appealing to a certain customer who might not want an electric vehicle, right? Like they might have assumptions about electric vehicles. So they've gone for definitely like in classic Hummer style, like everything is very square, which can be like associated with like typical manliness and whatnot.
Hard edges.
Right. And you can tell that it's a Hummer and all the things.
So weird how we gender things.
Right?
So weird.
When it's an object. Anyways. But there's cool details that I think they put into it from what I saw of like the side doors have kind of an etching of the moon in it. Like where, you know, when you open the door and there's that like little tray pocket thing at the bottom, like bottom of the door, they put an etching of the moon and there's even like a footprint, like a foot, like a boot landing on the moon, right? Footprint in this moon etch to signify, you know, that was a really big step for, it's in like American car, you know, big step for American mankind. What's the quote? First step for, one step for man. Anyways, so they put that on the side because then they're also like the first like overlandingable electric vehicle.
Right.
And I don't know, I thought that was really cool. They little touches like that. Yeah. Anyways, I'm not really sure where I'm going with this than it's interesting to now see this evolving of electric vehicles becoming like trying to get out of the stereotype and trying to approach new customers. And I guess we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I looked up the prices of it, and it's going to come out in like four different price points, and it starts at like 110 grand or something crazy like that.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And like, you're obviously going to get the first adopters, but I just thought it was,
if that's how they have to enter the market, that's how they have to enter the market, right? You know, whatever,
right?
That's how I feel at this point. But wish I'm not gonna lie, well, I mean, cool, Hummer sucks, kind
of. It's like a change of, like, I would have never expected.
If they can
Hummer
shift their ways, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, the quote is, it's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That's the one. I know my history.
Neil Armstrong. Yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
Can you guys tell it all that we've been really making, and by we, I mean mostly me, making an effort to not cut each other off?
I think so. I think that we've both been doing good.
We're slowly getting better at this podcasting thing.
All it takes is being a little more intentional about it.
Wow.
How about that?
We've decided that before we start episodes, we're always going to like,
yeah,
recenter ourselves, pause for a minute before we start recording.
Take our centering moment.
Yeah.
Moment of meditation.
We've been decently into this episode, and I have not asked you your highlight of the week
yet. I know, I was thinking about that for a moment. I was like, wow, we haven't even
we're in a chatty mood.
Or
that's all.
Should I start? I feel like I always start. How about you start? What's your highlight of the week? I don't have mine prepped.
I was literally just gonna say, I announced this without even really thinking about it.
Give me
5 seconds. Yeah, here,
we can do that.
I know my highlight of the week.
Tell us.
I've been trying to get up earlier again and go to bed earlier, and just like, here's my thing is, first of all, that's a signifier of me just like falling out of my self-care, because I tend to, some for whatever reason, like beat myself up about life and just punish myself by going to bed super late so that I wake up super late hating the next day, which is so dumb. And yeah, it's this weird thing that I'm working on in my brain. I don't know why my brain does that to myself.
Yeah, you don't deserve that.
And a large part of it as well is I just feel like I can't do things on my own sometimes, because I do have a partner that, like, you know, we start and end the day together.
Yeah.
Because we share a room.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes, like, I'm like, if he's sleeping in, then like, whatever, I'll just stay here. You know what I mean?
Right. That's definitely really hard to get out of bed when someone else is real nice and cozy in there.
But a few days in a row now, I've done it. On my
nice
own.
Proud and of you, girl.
I'm super proud of myself.
Heck yeah.
That is the dumbest thing ever, because I don't need a man to tell me when I can live my life.
No, absolutely.
But
not.
I'm, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a great one. Love that.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I was doing my yoga in the morning, so nice. I feel like similar concept. All right. I still didn't prep what my highlight of the week is.
I should also say that in the last episode, I said I was going to go do yoga with you. And then literally halfway through the day, on the day that you said you were going to do that at like a 6 a.m. situation, I remembered and I was like, wow.
Wow, it was nice and asleep, wasn't I?
Yeah. I also will say that my trying to watch no Netflix has not gone super smoothly.
I mean, it's just hard when you live with other people,
right?
And like, also
I don't mind if my goal was never if like if somebody else was watching, like I'm not gonna, you know, leave the living room that we all share,
right?
Or if it was a family, you know, Christmas movie night, I would watch it. But I definitely initiated the house starting New Girl all over again.
Says I'm not gonna watch Netflix anymore. Hey guys, let's start a new series to binge for the next 2 months minimum.
Well, we're not really binging it, to
no,
be
I'm
fair,
joking.
But
I also have no idea how long New Girl is, so it really might not be that long of a binge.
Phenomenal show.
I've seen episodes.
You've not watched it all the way through?
No.
Well, you know what's funny? I find when I go back and I watch movies or TV shows, and sorry, we will get to your highlight.
That's okay.
A moment.
No worries.
It's just a thought. Even shows that weren't that long ago, like New Girl was what, maybe 2012? 2010?
Yeah, high school.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like they say things that I'm like, ooh.
Right. Yeah. The humor that they got away with on TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not even that long ago.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It's crazy that just, or it's not that crazy, but it's when you are watching that, you just perceive it as normal. You know, like it really just, media media really does, I don't know if this is for everybody else, but it's definitely affected my life in a way that I found out about life through me, or like what was reality through media, if that makes sense, which is so messed up because shows are always romanticizing life.
Yeah.
So it is messed up in that regard, but I don't know. When you consume media, it just exposes you to things that are outside of your bubble, right?
Like, oh, absolutely. I mean, I was literally just going to say that, like, when, like, we always refer to the place that we grew up in, like, as, like, literally growing up in a bubble, mm-hmm. and because that is mm-hmm. the environment that was cultivated.
Right.
And so there is an element of, like, needing to understand the world through media if you're not traveling and experiencing it for yourself.
Which is also definitely why I put a lot of pressure on myself on YouTube, and I understand that I'm only one person, but at the end of the day, like, I also have to take responsibility that I am also helping other people experience reality to some degree, and even if it's social media, even if, you know, you don't have to have a following to be able to
do that.
It's a
perspective that people didn't even know could exist.
And is it a lot of pressure to put on a person because we're all products of our environment and our awareness? Yes, but it's also unnecessary.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Anyways,
no, for sure, definitely.
It's crazy. It is crazy to hear back things that are like not even that old, and you're like, that was extremely
totally
one of the ists of you.
We mentioned yesterday in the live stream, but that I've been watching House mm-hmm. regularly, and yeah, even some of the episodes, like some of the things that House says, I'm just like,
yeah,
like, please do not do that. Yeah. Like, please take that back.
And it's sometimes there's subtle things too. Yeah. But I don't know.
I mean, is even as simple as like the sexism that's just like allowed to occur, like just allowed to perpetuate via media. Yeah. Very interesting.
We're evolving, I hope.
Things are changing. I also like don't watch that many like shows and stuff, so that's like true. I don't really know what's going on out there, but like I hope that evolved.
Has examples of instances where they heard a quote or something in something recently, let us know. I'd be intrigued to hear if other people have the same thought as us. What's your highlight of the week?
My highlight of the week. I feel like I use this for like another one, and I'm also kind of want to combine it with the start of last week's highlight of the week, but I've been incorporating yoga consistently into my life again, and that's been really nice. That's something that I truly have not done in a very long time, since like probably a year ago when I got a month membership to a studio and I went every single day for a month to get my money's worth. So otherwise, like, it's just so hard to self-motivate to do yoga for me personally, or like it was for a long period of time, and also just for XYZ reasons that, you know, could just be seen as self excuses pretty much. Mm-hmm. But
also, if it's not your preferred activity.
Yes and no, because like the thing is that I know that I am a better version of myself if I incorporate it into my life daily.
But I also, like, I could say that about many forms of movement. But
okay.
If I am not like itching to go do it, then maybe it's not like, you know, maybe you enjoy it, but it's not like your top, it's not your method. Whereas like you get in the moods where you're like, I need to go box.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
Like you love boxing so much.
I love movement and stuff. I guess for me, definitely a thing that deters me from doing it is that I have shoulder problems. So when I'm like in downward dog classes that hold a downward dog for a long period of time, my shoulder just cannot handle it. So like, of course there are modifications and stuff and blah blah blah, but like, yeah, I don't know. So it just feels good. It feels good that I've been like bringing it slowly but surely like back into my regular routine.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just feels really nice. It feels nice on the brain because the instructors always say really nice things.
Two things off of that. One, what I was saying earlier about like maybe it's not your preferred thing, I meant more in like a don't beat yourself up if you haven't done it in a while, because like that's totally fine.
Yeah.
And two, where have you been taking classes?
So I just like have it started with, there's one girl that I've just been following on Instagram for like years, based off of because she was a yoga profile, but like she's kind of shifted since then. But now she still does yoga and whatnot, offers classes. She had her own app, but she also like puts free content out just on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I was just using her YouTube classes. I just like her style and like how she speaks and, you know, gives the cues and whatnot. So I have a couple of different people like that that just have some free content out on their YouTubes, or they'll do like lives either on YouTube or their Instagram and then save it. So then I'll just like watch those later. But it's definitely like something that I need like a person in live time, like keeping me accountable, that I like follow as they're doing and I get to do it with them.
Yeah.
And if I need to like take my break or like I can't do whatever pose they're doing, like I'll just pause myself for the moment and like go into my modification and then continue on with what they're doing. But then I also have a friend who gave me access to her Allo Moves account, which has been like, that is just an endless supply of, I could not get through all of that yoga if I tried.
Yeah.
So, and meditations. So
back to how I opened the show, I Pilates seems like there is like a huge barrier to entry there that I probably won't consider spending the funds on to do soon. But I think I've decided that once this quarantine is over, yoga will become something that I try out more frequently. And I'm saying that I'm waiting only because I have not done yoga that much in my life, and I feel like I would like to be properly aligned for my first couple classes, like have somebody like align me. Not to say that I probably couldn't do some like,
you could definitely listen to YouTube videos and like beginner ones. Okay. And yeah, I have a couple of people who are like also like very specifically focused on like form, and they literally tell you to like completely bend your knees in certain positions where like you think you have to be straight legged in order to like, you know, look yoga posed, but like take the proper knee bends and whatnot, and they'll tell you like exactly where your hips are supposed to be aligned in comparison to like your knees and your heels, and like focus on that form. So even though you don't have someone like touching you and moving you, like if you just like take those moments to like hear what they're saying and then check in with your body, like I usually notice like they say something and I'm like, oh wow, my hips are not facing the front wall at all, like thank goodness she said that, because then I just like slightly readjusted and then continue on with the flow.
Okay,
so like that sounds... they do try to like give those little cues.
I would imagine too that there's probably yoga teachers who are just teaching via like webcam, like virtually
right now
too, that could, you know, they can't touch you to like realign you, but you know
watch you like via Zoom.
How did you, because I feel like you have practiced yoga a fair amount in your life, is that fair to say?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm fairly new to it all in the grand scheme of things. Definitely growing up, like yoga was not anywhere near my mind, though it should have been, because I was an athlete and stretching is so incredibly important.
It wasn't like I didn't really know what yoga was until it became very gentrified. I don't know if that's a proper term.
But that's like, been happening for so long.
Totally.
The Western world has taken.
I feel like I didn't even know what yoga was until maybe 10 years ago.
I think that's just because that's who our parents are.
Okay.
Like, like Harley grew up with like yoga in his life because like his mom is more holistic and whatnot.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah. So. Fairly new to it. Definitely college was my first introduction to it. And then I kind of just like have dabbled since then. I never like have had a permanent membership at any yoga studio. I've always like kind of just sampled different places and whatnot, and then just taken it to my home practice pretty much.
I mean, so I guess it sounds,
but home practice is just as important. It truly is, because it's still like working on yourself and figuring out for yourself. But I do agree. I do like the instruction and like the feeling of the classes and just all of that all together.
I guess it is. It's this perceived thing that it is hard. It's not as accessible as it is. I would say for probably many forms of movement that.
Yeah, well, everyone thinks you need like the expensive mat and the expensive this and clothing in order to fit in. And it's the same concept with like hiking, like you need the expensive gear and the clothing. And like at the end of the day, though, like watch the YouTube video, throw on the clothes that you have and go do the thing. Like it is like free content is there.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. Yeah. Especially,
I would also say in most in this time athletic movement genres, yeah, there's always gear that's going to be sold towards you, because every, like, we live in a capitalistic society, like, every movement form has, right,
of course,
has businesses and things that are like nice add-ons, but definitely not necessary, you know. Like, I think the one of the famous ideas that's always talked about by runners is like, you don't need to have the perfect pair of running shoes to go running for the first couple times, like, just get out there and do the dang right, thing, you right, know.
Yeah, just go run.
Yeah, I did try to take a yoga class throughout this quarantine. I took one with Brett, and I've been trying to convince him for years to go to a yoga class right, with me. Right. A yoga. I don't know why that just reminded me of. Have you ever seen Frozen?
Yeah.
Now everybody gets the theme song stuck in their head as I mention everyone's that like, word.
Click away.
But there's this one quote that I really think is very underrated in that film, where
you've definitely said it to me before. What is it?
So just to describe the scene for 1 second is they're in like the woods. They've just left the main town that they live in.
Right.
I'm sorry, I haven't seen this movie as many times as I should have. I don't know the names. And the whole premise is that the whole world goes from like summer to like being frozen like instantly, right?
Right. We've seen the movie.
Yeah. So they're in the woods, and like there's this little store, and they end up in the store, and the store's trying to sell all their things, and they go, "Hoo-hoo, big summer blowout." I don't know why. That's just
I just love it. You love the hoo-hoo. That's what it is.
The hoo-hoo. Phenomenal line in the movie. Very underrated. That I will use in the most random...
Screw that song that's the same name as the title of the movie.
Right. How did I get onto this? Oh, I did take a yoga class. I've been trying to convince Brett to do one with me, go to one with me for years now, pre-pandemic. Let's go into a class. And he's always been like, no, that's dumb.
Right.
So we're working on
not
that.
Not his vibe.
We're working on that perception. Right. But... Yeah, so finally, a couple of weeks ago, I realized, so my parents have a Peloton.
Right.
And I have a sign in on their Peloton. And I was like, there's an app.
You got that access.
I got the app. I have the access. Apparently, I didn't know until that very moment. I was like, I'm going to sign in and we're going to do a yoga class together. Mm-hmm. They started whipping out more gadgets and gizmos than I knew people actually used.
Yeah.
But also, I can't say I'm an avid yoga person.
Right. So, yeah, it definitely can be intimidating when they got all the.
Is this an interesting conversation to hear? I don't even know.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so for sure.
So your highlight of the week, back to that, is doing.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Doing yoga.
Regularly incorporating that into my routine. Yeah, nice. I would say.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I was just going to add on to that. I feel like this week especially, I've done some like good progress that's like helped me feel more balanced than I have in the past, like, you know, couple weeks and whatnot. So I feel like it's been a good week for balance altogether. And the yoga definitely is a contributing aspect to that.
Good.
Yeah.
Super good.
Well, to keep it like holiday themed and whatnot, talking about the holidays.
We did not plan for this to be a holiday episode, but I'm kind of feeling it.
Well, I mean, we're cozy. We're cozy.
I have my hat on.
You're
I have
my ultimate beanie on. Cozy right now.
Really, it's on because I didn't shower today.
Yeah. So, okay. Fair. Sorry,
but that's... I woke That's up the truth.
At 4:30 this morning and I couldn't sleep, so I showered at 5:00 this morning.
Why?
And then I got back in bed.
Did you go to bed early or it just happened?
No, yeah, I don't know.
You got back in bed?
Yeah.
After you were clean? Well,
oh my God, is that not the best feeling in the entire world?
I have this weird thing that I think is potentially OCD that I've had since I was a child.
Not
to stigmatize OCD, but I do definitely have certain tendencies of it. And when I was a kid, I had this rule that I would not wear quote unquote outside clothes in my sheets. So my sheets in my brain were always like clean zone.
Yeah.
And you weren't allowed to even sit on top of my bed with outside clothes on. Like the bed was just a clean zone. what I perceive to be clean clothes. But really, I was wearing the same pajamas like every day for like weeks on end. Anyways. And by pajamas, I mean like just old t-shirts from like events, you know. So I have this strict rule that no outside clothes were allowed to touch my bed. So in my brain, my bed should still be like the clean zone.
Yeah, I respect
that.
And
then I got to high school and then people were coming over to hang out and they'd be sitting on my bed. And I remember I moved when I was 15, right? Yeah. So I was like still trying to make friends. Right. And they'd come over and they'd be sitting on my bed and I'd be like, oh, but I can't say anything to them because they're going to think I'm weird. Yeah. Because I am the new girl. You have rules
about your bed.
I had such strict rules. And then I just remember being like, okay, just don't touch the throw pillows.
Okay, so where are we at modern day, fast forward?
So I definitely got over that at some point, just due to that and then due to college and, you know, just life.
I mean, I definitely remember when we lived together that you were still like somewhat in that realm.
But the inside of my sheets were always like pajamas only.
Okay.
Then I started dating Brett and he's the polar opposite of that. If you know him, you know that he will do things like throw his sandy backpack on the bed and then you're in bed and you're like, there is sand everywhere.
And he's like, yeah, good night.
Literally, he doesn't think twice about it. So it took a while, but I had to quickly get over that.
Yeah.
I think we're going to try to find a middle ground here.
I mean, I think it's fair
the
to
sand
to
in the
just,
bed is,
to,
yeah, you know,
that's pretty fair. I think it's also fair ground. To even say like that you just like to like be clean in bed. I wasn't like dirty yesterday and then I went to sleep. Also, I'm not sure if it's TMI or not, but like I don't really wear clothes to sleep. So it's just like my body. And then I woke up and I was just like couldn't sleep. So it was really just an activity to do, to be honest.
Okay, I feel that.
You know,
I
and
support
like,
that.
But like a soothing activity that won't wake me up and like, you know, like I wanted to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
So like I just took a nice warm shower, let the water hug my body, and then yeah, I just slipped right back in bed.
Then you didn't have to worry about it later in the
and
day.
And then, you're right. I was showered for the day.
Yeah. Nice.
I got up at like 7, so.
Okay.
You know, still early.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, how did we get here? Because I was going to ask you something.
I don't know how we got
very
here.
Very distant.
Oh.
To my naked body in my bed.
Well, this could be a good time for me to interject a perfectly random fact that nobody needed to know about
Do
what
it.
I sleep in.
Do it.
When I was in the, I want to say it was like the 7th grade. It might have been the 6th grade.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing to do was to go to a store called American Eagle.
Sure.
And buy men's boxers that I don't even know if people wear traditional boxers anymore.
Yeah.
But you know the ones that were like baggy?
Yeah, the loose ones.
It was a cool thing to go and buy boxers and sleep in those.
Right.
So I did that, and that's still what I sleep in.
Yeah, no, totally. And I was about to say, I sleep in boys' underwear if I'm not sleeping completely naked, though.
No,
wear that.
I love them. I think they're great. I've just owned them for a long time. They are kind of starting to fall apart, but that's besides the point. So the other day, I was wearing... So I have two pairs of them. One is striped, and the other has toy water guns on them.
Right.
As,
yeah,
you
why
know,
not?
12-year-olds decide to pick out.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, why not? And I was making a joke about, I think I was setting up the Christmas tree because I was very graciously acquired a secondhand Christmas tree this year. And so it's a, you know, a fake tree and you have to set it up. You have to put each piece in to make it taller and then you got to put the stems in.
Right.
And I realized after I set it up that I wanted it in the other corner. And so basically I was like, I will do it. I am strong and I can do this myself. And I picked up the entire tree and I was making some joke about like, I'm a strong and independent woman.
Of
I can do this.
Are.
And then both Brett and our other roommate looked at me and it was me and my roommate's girlfriend doing the whole thing. So we were like, yeah, we can do this. Which we can, but we were just making a joke about it. And they both looked at me and they were like, yeah, coming from the girl with toy water guns on her pants. And I was like, it's a fair
take
point.
Take me seriously.
It was a fair point.
I'm a serious person
I'm
here.
I'm a serious person.
Doing serious things.
Yeah.
Well, nice.
Nobody needed to know that fact.
That's okay.
Not
That's
even in the slightest. But is that sustainable of me to have been sleeping in the same shorts, though, for the last...
Absolutely.
13 years?
For sure. It is. I would qualify that.
Do you remember being a kid and making fun of, you know, it was always like the dad thing to like never buy themselves. Like, you'd be like, I've owned this shirt longer than you've been alive.
Right.
And now, I used to make fun of my dad for that. And now I'm like, yeah, dad.
Yeah.
You do that.
Keep owning it.
Yeah.
Own it for as long as you can, dad.
Oh, dad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you do the damn thing.
Yeah, that's great. Love that.
Again, I have no idea how we got into this.
Yeah, no.
You were going to say something.
I mean, I was going to talk to you about some gift giving. Well, I guess really what I wanted to inquire about is like, do you have a strategy for gift giving? Like, does it change based on like giving gifts to your mom versus like a partner or friends, or like do you just kind of have a general way you approach it, or like
so my thing is I usually just try to think of I have three different modes of buying gifts for people, I would say.
Okay.
Number one is just you see something and you're like automatically you think of that person, you're like this person,
right? Like when it just hits, when you know
yeah, when you know
yeah.
And then the second one, I would say I would just like think of the person and think of what they need and what mm-hmm. they've asked for mm-hmm. or like what they've stated they could use in their life or something that's useful to their lifestyle.
Right.
And then my third mode, which I will now ask you about your feelings of.
Okay.
Is, and I would say that those two are like my, you know, preferred gift buying states.
Yeah.
I have a slight bone to pick with this holiday for the sake of like you need to buy someone something just for the sake of like it's the holiday, which like it's nice to buy someone and gift someone something.
Yes.
Like nobody's denying that.
Love a gift giving moment.
Love that. Do I wish we didn't need to be prompted for it? Yes. But also like we all live our lives and like life happens. So I'm not always thinking of gifting people things.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, of course, like this holiday has been very commercialized and all of a sudden I feel like you have to give someone something like sometimes it's someone you don't even like.
Yeah.
Like a distant, depending on how your family gives gifts, like a very distant family member that you're like.
Significant other of the cousin.
Yeah. You're like, I literally don't know you.
I don't know anything about you.
What do I get them?
Yeah.
My boyfriend today was talking about like him and his coworkers have to get his boss something, which like they know their boss, you know.
Right.
But so my third method of gift giving in a situation like that where I'm like, I just have no idea is I look to, it should be YouTube videos, but I always just Google like gifts for dad or gifts for
a universal type situation. Term. Yeah.
And so there's a part of me that feels like sometimes gift guides, you know, I'm like, if I'm just getting them something off the list, okay, in some instances, great. I'm not denying them in every instance.
Yeah.
Also, like, this is what I do. And, like, if I had a blog, if I had my act together this year, I would have definitely done a gift guide. And I think I'm still going to do a last minute one because that's just who I am. And that's how I personally shop. So I'm going to do a last minute gift guide. I'm actually probably going to film it, like, tomorrow. So hopefully it'll be up, like, around the time you're seeing this. I don't know. No promises.
Unsure.
And yeah, so I'll just go on those blogs that, you know, it's literally an arrow and you just go, it has a picture of stock picture of the item, which, yeah, I think like is great. It helps you. Sometimes it just gets your memory like, oh, yeah. And then you go and find something that's like more relevant or you go and get it secondhand or like whatever your method is.
Sometimes you just need help with the ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that still kind of connects it to that idea of there's that one person that you have to get them something for the sake of having to get them something. And again, it's not all the time.
Yeah.
Like I'm not trying to be a Grinch.
No, totally not.
I love
we all know that situation is very real and is genuinely forced with this holiday.
Right.
Like there's no other time that it's forced like this.
The times it really bothers me is if it's like somebody that you genuinely like, not knowing them is one thing that sucks, but like, what if you don't even like them? Like,
we're
related.
I don't
so
know.
So I have to. Or related somehow distantly.
I'm not about the obligation game.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on those like the gift guide blog posts. I asked people on Instagram a poll, like, are you a fan of them? And surprisingly, overwhelmingly so, yes, people were. Which, yeah. I get, because it's jogging your memory, and I use them too all the time.
Right.
But yeah, it just seems like,
I don't know. It's so hard.
Once you get to that level, you know, consumerism is really infiltrated.
Yeah.
It's there, whether it's present in the actual, your specific instance or not, it's infiltrated.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know,
it's so hard because it's just like, there is like something that everyone needs. Like, everyone needs
totally
something.
Totally.
So it's just like the fact that like these gift guides like have to exist and whatnot, like, you know, here are these ideas of like things that you should buy. It's like, there needs to be a way to like combine that, I guess, with
the person,
with, yeah, like,
oh, I would
deeply
hope so,
knowing what these people need and don't need.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's really what it boils down to.
Is, when in doubt, consumables, like, you're gonna need food.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you know? I was gonna say that. I'm not the most like artistic and whatnot, but I always love a homemade gift.
Totally.
Like, in whatever
way. I can't even
believe
we haven't brought that up yet.
Yeah, that looks like, that's like part of like where I was going with that. Like, definitely, if it, first I'll like look at like, what do these people, like, does this person need anything? Have I heard them in like the past like couple months? Like, even just briefly mention like, oh man, wish I had this. Like, I literally, like, for like months before like holidays or birthdays or whatever, like when I know something is coming up, or even just to keep in the back of my mind and just to buy at any point in time, I like try to like listen to like what like friends and family like have, like, you know, just mentioned things that they're looking for and whatnot, so like I can keep that. And then I like to like do small little trinket gifts like that, and then combine them with like something that I home make. And so like, it's like, you don't have to spend an abundance of money. You don't have to like fully engage in the capitalism, consumerism that's happening. And usually the other person like feels touched that like you did something with your heart and your hands and then gave it to them.
That reminded me of a story that I have where, literally, when Brett and I first met, he was telling me how his... So, you know, when you spend a first Christmas with a partner and you're like, do I get them something?
Right,
if I do, how much? Like, that's another thing that I'm like, this just feels like, weird.
What's going on?
Because we started dating in like October and then December happened.
Right.
Literally right after.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works. And I just remember him complaining about the fact that his windows let in too much light and he woke up to the, you know, on days where he wanted to sleep in. Like, it was a big pain point for him,
right,
for most of the year. And so literally from day one, I was like, okay, if I have to get him a gift, it's gonna be blackout curtains.
Yeah,
because I just heard that need. And then the next time we hung out, I kept being like, that's it, we're good, we are solid on the gift, keep that in the back of your mind. Then the next time I go over, he goes, hey, look what I just got.
He bought himself blackout curtains.
I didn't even mention, like, hey, you should get blackout. Like, I didn't even suggest the idea, you know, on purpose to try
to
like, refrain, keep him from just doing it himself.
Yeah.
And then my second thought is, I also think that with relation to gifts, we really need to normalize the re-gifting of something too.
Yeah, totally.
Because you don't have to purchase something.
Yeah.
It could literally be something that either you were gifted and you think somebody else might like better, or something that you just haven't used but bought a while ago and you think somebody else will make use of it. But for some reason, our culture has this...
One year for Christmas, the person that I was dating at the time, I literally gifted him one of like my shirts that he would wear of mine all the time. Like, he would wear it all the time, and like, it was still mine. Like, I would watch it and like bring it back to like my home and whatnot. Yeah. We weren't living together. And so for Christmas, as part of my gift, like, literally that was one of like the many small little gifts that I gave him.
Yeah.
I just wrapped up a t-shirt that he wears all the time already. And I was just like, this is now yours.
Nice.
That's for you.
And he liked it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Of course. Yeah.
I also think it's crazy that this hasn't come up sooner in the conversation, but supporting small businesses all
of
your
course.
Gifts.
Absolutely.
Again, even if it's a service like or experience gift, there are small businesses, black owned, indigenous, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Just be very conscious with
extremely important
where you put your dollar.
Not only this year, every year.
All
the time.
Literally everything.
Like, the fact that if the last quote I heard, and I'm going to talk about, you know who I'm going to bring up. I'm pretty sure Jeff Bezos has made $90 billion since...
Oh, you mean the devil himself?
Since quarantine. From your very own Seattle.
Two Seattleites.
But I think, you know, most of that is in stock and whatnot. But, and I get it. Amazon is super convenient and whatnot. And like, one could argue that there are small businesses on Amazon. What would you respond to that?
That's absurd. I don't know. Like, they're not being positively impacted.
They make it so easy to start a business on their platform when most of it is drop shipped from a manufacturer overseas. Not saying that like things made overseas is like totally the worst. I'm just saying that I don't think a drop ship business, as somebody who is an ex drop shipper,
right?
Quite literally.
Yeah.
That was my first business I started. I don't think it's a real business because all you're basically doing is putting your label on something. And this is so rampant in the zero waste space. And again, I'm just sort of trying to play devil's advocate here because I don't think that it's all bad. It gives access to people to all of these things. And like there's pros and cons to everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Nobody's perfect. Nothing's perfect. But I think Amazon has made it way too easy to go down that route rather than like creating something more meaningful on your own.
Totally.
Which is so much more work, so much more resource intensive. Like, it gives you access. It's a good way. Drop shipping and opening stuff like that it lets you dip your toes. I also think, again, what Amazon has done is they've made it so accessible that some brands need to now put their products on Amazon because that's where people are shopping.
Absolutely.
Even all the small brands that you like, you know, they have to.
Yeah, in order to just stay alive.
Even
stay
if
afloat.
They understand the repercussions, or not repercussions, that's not the right word, but the
just like the what cons. It is. Yeah.
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 But then also, like, another way to look at that is, okay, now you're giving people who maybe, like, let's use an eco alternative. Now you're giving people who maybe wouldn't have purchased it otherwise an option to dip their toes into buying something. Yeah, yeah. Accessibility or discoverability of said swap.
Right.
And it's just easy.
But like to that,
group that in with something else you're buying, you know.
I would have to say, like, why don't we just like use Amazon as like a browsing guide, and then when you see the product that you like, just go to the page and then you can directly like to the that person's page and like directly support their business through their business's page rather than through Amazon. And like, I get Amazon Prime and the delivery and the XYZ, but it's like,
totally. Well, two thoughts on that. The delivery, small businesses, I saw a really good quote graphic today saying small businesses can't control USPS.
Yeah.
Very true. Also, we should be supporting USPS.
Yeah.
That's absolutely a whole other thing. But yeah, I've definitely done that before where I use Amazon to find a product that I like. And then I either go to their direct website or even like a small business stockist of that item.
Yeah.
I think is really great too.
Yeah.
You might pay a little bit more in shipping and whatnot because Amazon.
Yeah, you're going to. That's the reality.
Just
that's how it works.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, but like, you're sending your money to like a person that you can see, and not like the thing is that supporting a person who does slave labor overseas.
Right. But also,
or in
like
America,
with the shipping and all that, like they've monopolized it to the point where like everything is, consumers place a different value on. And I notice this in me, like when I'm buying something, I don't want to pay what shipping is actually worth because there are so many of these places like free shipping, such as Amazon. Yeah. It makes it hard.
Yeah, I feel that. I totally do. Definitely not easy.
Yeah. In the gift guide that I do, I'm going to list off a bunch of my favorite small businesses to support, even if that's like I'm going to aim it towards like last minute gifts, I think is what I've decided, because not everything can come in time. And a lot of these small businesses do have gift cards and things like that.
Yeah.
So I will, once that's up, maybe I'll link it in the description of this episode.
Totally.
But I'm going to try to make them all small businesses and as many as possible, Black and Indigenous owned, and
love that for sure.
Whatnot.
Yeah.
Vegan. All the things.
Yeah, I've definitely been browsing the social medias for all sorts of small businesses for the gifts that I don't have to buy for anyone.
There's been some really good, like, Instagram has made a lot of, I've noticed I've learned a lot from Instagram because there's so many posts on there, and there's a lot of really good graphics that share, you know, it'll be a graphic that's like 10 small businesses, you know.
I take screenshots and add them to like albums so that I can like go back and and look through all of them.
Depending on where you live, there might be somebody who's made one that's like 10 small businesses in whatever city you're in too.
For your area.
For your area. Because I know I've seen them circulate of like Seattle and whatnot.
Totally.
Yeah. How long have we been talking?
Not that long. I also just realized that I was like leaning sideways, like
to your comfort,
very peculiarly. So hopefully that I wasn't doing that the whole time. Not sure. I'm just like, hey guys.
I know. I also feel like I haven't been looking at the camera, which is a detriment to
myself. Yeah, I've also been chatting with you.
One day we're gonna have multiple angles.
Well, yeah.
I'm manifesting a second camera.
Cameras all over.
Which also, if you would like to see that, thank you to everybody who has been listening on YouTube, because we're almost able to monetize. We don't run ads on the show, if you haven't noticed.
We're also slowly but surely approaching 2,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Crazy times out here.
And I think we have to hit 4,000 minutes listened, hours, something to be able to.
Sounds different.
We'll just do like the regular monetization ads before the videos.
Yeah.
And that helps support the show, helps us continue. So everybody who's listened on YouTube, obviously listen wherever you'd like to listen, regardless. I will say, though, calling you out, because there is a far larger crowd on the audio apps. So if you do have the ability to pop over to YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm calling you out.
Catch us on the tube.
I'm kidding. You can listen wherever you want to listen.
Also, Chrissy's dog is really cute and sits on her lap and sleeps like a little nugget
whole episode.
Chickpeto the entire time.
She is a chickpeto.
Yeah.
This is a chill episode. I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah. I had a good time. I had some chamomile tea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I know. We should start preparing nice warm beverages before the episode so we can make it cozy.
Yeah. Love that. I really need to get a milk frother back in my life. Make that happen.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be our thing. Like, we'll open the show every episode with what we're drinking, and maybe we'll get sponsored by a tea company or something. You're a tea company, let us know.
I'd be cool with that.
If you're a tea company, let us know. I'm kidding. I'm definitely kidding. All right. Well,
all right.
This is good. This is fun. Yeah. I hope you guys are doing great.
Yeah.
Me too. A mess of a human for the last couple weeks. I don't know why. And I'm finally feeling more just like you said, like centered.
Yeah.
And
I've been feeling that too. For sure. All over the place.
All the things.
And I think it's so weird because it's like I'm trying my hardest, but at the same time, like, I'm trying not to try.
Yeah.
You know, to like just like feel like okay and just like with okay with whatever is coming and whatever is going and the realities of our now
world. Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
So
I think we've all been, the one thing that I think is really interesting about this pandemic is that we're all experiencing the same thing so differently, but we're also all experiencing it.
This universal feeling.
Yeah. We're all going through our own things this year. This hasn't been easy for anyone, but we're all experiencing it in our own unique ways.
Right.
So know that we're right there with you if you've been feeling things.
Totally.
And
I had
a realization a couple days ago that unless there's some wave in the future and it mutates or something like that, not to get into like, you know, but I had a realization that like we're more than halfway done. You know what I mean? Like we're...
Oh, for sure. I mean, with the shots coming out, everyone's talking about how there's a light at the end of the tunnel finally and whatnot. I mean, who's to say what that means, but yeah.
My ankle really hurts. I've been sitting in this position for too long.
Leg is completely dead because your animal falls asleep on it and you can't move because you just can't literally move. How could you move?
Okay, well, thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Yeah. I hope it's not super dark in here too. I got a new light situation going on.
Or like it definitely turned from light to dark outside while we were filming
that too,
All right, guys.
Fun fact, my mom's birthday is on the shortest day of the year that is coming up.
Wow. That is a fun fact. And that is soon, which means we are turning the table and approaching back longer to summertime.
It's funny because I'm pretty sure my dad's birthday is like a couple days off of the longest day of the year. And my mom's is the shortest.
Love that.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, love you guys. Hope you're doing great. Let us know how you're doing. Yeah. Let us know what's going on. What are you getting people you love? Yeah. What are your
hit us with those comments.
Because I think that they're very greatly appreciated by people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Okay. Don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah.
Hit the thumbs up.
Mm.
All the things. We should start reminding people that I always forget to do that.
Right. That they can subscribe to us.
Yeah.
Right.
Do the YouTube's things.
Do the thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And if you share this on Instagram or somewhere, tag us.
We'll love it.
We'll love it.
We'll love you.
It'll make us smile so big. Big cheeks.
Big no, but smile. Really,
it will. And we'll share it.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go. Bye.